Odile Meister just learned that she will lose her job. She teaches at both Evergreen Elementary and Ringel High School. The classes are different, though.
I'm one of the two teachers that wasn't given a contract. Now, the Title I obligations are going to continue. That's a federally mandated program.
Meister is the elementary intervention teacher focusing on reading and math. The position is funded by the Federal Migrant Education Program based on the number of migrant students. After working with the elementary students, Meister heads over to the high school to teach Spanish. She's also the only certified Spanish teacher on the island and has been teaching it for about 9 years.
The Title I position, any certified teacher pretty much can do what they need to get that qualification without too much trouble. But the Spanish is a whole other thing.
She says any student who wants to attend college outside of Alaska will need at least 2 years of the same language. For Spanish, the school district pays her out of the general fund budget. Spanish could be offered online, but Meister says there could be problems with that.
Online language classes, I would say, particularly are hard for anyone. And I would think there's very few students are going to have the dedication and motivation to stick with an online language class, especially for 2 years. So I think a lot of kids won't end up picking that option.
She says she hopes that things will change for the sake of her students and herself.
I just feel the students deserve better. They deserve to have class options as much as possible. And so that's why I'm trying to bring this to light and trying to avoid the consequence of losing two teachers.
The other teacher being cut teaches preschool. The district says funds have been dramatically depleted and there won't be enough to support the two teaching positions next year. Besides cutting two teachers, the school district is turning the required vocational education classes into optional. Board members made this decision at the March school board meeting. In a more recent school board meeting, Voc Ed teacher Winston Davies says he's not only a teacher but also a product of the high school shop program. He attended shop class at Ringel High School when he was a student.
Well, on Thursday, I was blindsided when another staff member asked if I knew that the Voc Ed graduation requirement had gone away. I did not know that. And in fact, no one talked with me about it.
Winston will keep his job, but he disagrees with the change. He says no one knew about it when he asked his colleagues.
It doesn't make sense, especially in this town. Right now, the trades are hot. We've all heard about all the jobs going unfilled. Schools didn't prepare enough students for this line of work. And now we're at a point where more people are retiring than going into these fields.
Superintendent Bill Burr wrote in an email that the school district has a strong vocational education program, and the intention is not to remove the classes. Instead, it's to give students more flexibility with elective decisions. Although the vocational education classes will continue as electives, the budget cuts are likely to remain. Burr says the exact amount of reduced funding won't be known until early August. In Ringel, I'm Colette Zarnicki.